Good morning. This is Mac representing Ella and Nicole for your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, over 120,000 properties across southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales still don't have power after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. According to Energex area manager Chris Graham, it could take up to a week to restore power in some of the worst affected areas. At the peak of the outages, around 450,000 homes and businesses in Queensland had lost power. Queensland State Premier David Crisafulli said it was the largest ever loss of power from a natural disaster in Queensland's history. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has defended his decision to go to Sydney while southeast Queensland prepared for Tropical Cyclone Alfred. This comes after the Australian Financial Review reported Dutton had left his electorate in Brisbane's northwest to attend a fundraiser in Sydney last Tuesday night. The fundraiser was at a waterfront mansion owned by billionaire Justin Hems. In an interview with 4BC, Dutton said that the government were using the event as a political opportunity, saying that he had stuck to his diary in attending the event. When asked about Dutton's travels last Friday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said it was a matter for Dutton to comment on. In national news, the Northern Territory's corruption watchdog released revelations from February regarding a senior public officer. The person's identity remains anonymous, and they have since stepped down from their position. The report detailed that the senior public officer involved exploited sick leave entitlements over a span of 3 years, where he could enjoy recreational holidays. Chief Minister Leah Finucane has been criticised by the Northern Territory's opposition leader for ignoring these findings and pointed out that no media statement had been made since the report's release. Residents of the Western Australian town of Nelson are criticising the decision to build the equal tallest wind turbines in Australia among a local pine forest. The residents said that the construction of the wind turbines would harm the look and environment of the area. Neoen, the company behind the Kent Bruck Green Power Hub proposal, said that the height of the turbines will ensure that they are out of the way of birds and bats, and the closest would be built 5 kilometres east of the town. While residents slammed the affront in their backyard, the $1.2 billion project is expected to generate power for the WA and SA grid and create over 350 jobs. In international news, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced significant cuts to foreign aid on Monday, detailing around 5,200 of US aid's 6,200 global programs have been eliminated. Less than a fifth of the original aid portfolio will be integrated into the State Department. This six-week crackdown has dismantled entire sectors of development work built over decades. Marco Rubio described these changes on a post to his personal X account as overdue and historic reform. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some expected rain. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.